Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Donnie Football with you until 10:35 tonight. Charlie Borges with me behind the glass. Talking Cam Sutton and the Steelers right now. The news coming down a couple of hours ago. Sutton will be suspended for the first 8 games of the 2024 season. His first game back since that first week back is the bye week. His first game back will not be until November 10th against the Washington Commanders. With that, we go out to the fan hotline and welcome in Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. Ray, your initial reaction here to Cam Sutton getting 8 games from the NFL and waiving his clause to appeal.
To be honest with you, I was surprised at the length. I was thinking maybe 6, and then you appeal, you get it down to 4. So when the news came out today that it was 8, and then about a minute or two later, I find out that he waived his appeal, that tells me that the NFL thought this was a serious offense. And, you know, just reading between the lines, I think they probably told him, if you appeal, we're going to make it 12. Maybe you get it down to 10 or 8. If you just make it 8 and you agree to 8, that's what it'll be. So that's kind of, where I am with it. I can't tell you, Donnie, that the Steelers knew he was going to be suspended when they signed him. The people I talked to in that building didn't really know the length. So I don't know if people inside that building today are as surprised as I am, but they did know something was coming. I just don't know if they knew it was going to be this long.
Yeah, I was going to ask that because the Pony and Chris had Omar Khan on not long after the Steelers brought back Cam Sutton, and I thought he was pretty honest and transparent with them that, you know, they had an idea he would be suspended, but he said he had really no idea what the terms of the suspension would be. So you think that's pretty accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the same feedback that I got from my sources. When you look at the financial aspect of this, Donnie, 9 games for the vet minimum. So you're paying him for 9 games, you know, $1 million. What is that? That's less than $100,000 a game. I hate to boil it down to something as simple as, the monetary issue of this. But honestly, if they can get by the first 8 games without him, and let's be honest, the easy part of this schedule is early. If you can get him for the vet minimum for the final 9 games when the schedule gets more difficult, that's probably the best case scenario. So, when you look at it again, I'm surprised, but when you look at when he is coming back and when they'll actually need him the most, I think that is one maybe silver lining in all of this.
Do you worry about the type of player he will be when he comes back. We know he wasn't good last year. I understand he was out of position, but
right.
I mean, he's not going to be playing in a game for over half the season, for multiple months, and then he just gets thrown right in there, and they have, as we know, a very difficult second half of the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the fact that he's, what, a 6 or 7 year pro, he's going to know how to take care of his body during this process. He's not going to be allowed in the building, so he's not going to be able to practice with the team, but he's been with the Steelers for such a long time. You know, you take out the 1 year that he was with the Lions, you know, I think he could jump back in week 8 against the Giants, and it's not going to be too much, you know, of a transition there. So, you know, I would be more worried if it was a younger player, like on a rookie contract, Donnie, but the fact that he's been around for such a long time and knows this system, I'm not too worried about that.
Do you think the Steelers ever even touch this situation if he had never played for them or for Mike Tomlin?
No. Like you're saying, if he played for another team, absolutely not. That's you know, the interesting part of this whole scenario. They believe in Cam Sutton, and they believe this was a one-off for him. You know, so you look, go back and look at other circumstances like this over the years. You have the situation with James Harrison. They believed in James Harrison. Similar situation around the same time with Cedric Wilson. And whether Cedric Wilson just wasn't important enough to them to keep him, but they made the call then that they were going to cut ties with him. So there are, you know, certain guys who build up equity and you feel like you know them on a personal level and you believe in them as a person and you genuinely feel that they made a mistake. The Steelers are willing to give you a second chance. I think, you know, Cam Sutton, James Harrison, they fall into that same category.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that point because I know that there have been players in their past and in the somewhat recent past, like you said, that have had some off-the-field issues that they just don't see to that level. I mean, then you have players like Ben Roethlisberger, although never convicted, still accused of some very bad things. James Harrison, it's like those guys, okay, well, they're too good to completely part ways with, but Cedric Wilson, if I recall off the top of my head, Santonio Holmes had some stuff off the field. Yep. I don't know if that was domestic related. I don't know. That could have just been drug related. They parted ways with those guys, no issue. I really don't see Sutton, I guess out of necessity maybe, I don't see him in the category that I see the Harrisons and the Roethlisbergers, though.
Yeah, so I think you have to look at it two ways. There's the player on the field, and then the second aspect of that is Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, and Art Rooney's relationship with Cam Sutton off the field. So you're right. He's not at the level of a James Harrison or a Ben Roethlisberger in terms of what he adds as a player, but the Steelers felt strongly enough that that he does have strong character and that, you know, they believe in him and they want to give him a second chance. And one other name I'll throw out there who had an incident, he was actually starting at the time, was Cam Kelly. Cameron Kelly,
yep.
Safety. I don't know if you remember him.
Yep.
But that was four or five years ago. He got into a little scuffle on the south side. Something happened there and he was gone the next morning. So you're right. You know, it does depend on what caliber of player you are, but I think the Steelers, when you've been around 5, 6, 7, 8 years, you know, I think they take situations a little bit different.
Hey, everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I mean, and they don't exactly have household names in the spot to replace him. So, I mean, what are Steeler fans looking at least in the, I would say short term, but it is half the season, that will be the man in that slot?
So guys who are currently on the roster, Donnie? Who are
I mean, you could go with that or any like speculation of like a potential Patrick Peterson reunion or anything like that.
Absolutely. I was going to get to that. Let's go with the guys on the 90-man roster right now. You have undrafted Beanie Bishop out of West Virginia. I think they like him. We'll see what happens later on this summer. Guys who have limited NFL experience, Josiah Scott and Graylin Arnold. You know, not a lengthy resume, but they've been in NFL games. And, you know, they do have that experience. But you're right, Donnie, this does bring Patrick Peterson right back into the conversation. And listen, if you can get Patrick Peterson on a vet minimum contract, let's say August 15th, let's say they evaluate all these guys I just mentioned for 3 weeks. They don't like any of their options. Boom, you make a phone call to Patrick Peterson. He's keeping himself in shape. He's the slot corner for the first 8 games of the season. And you have Patrick Peterson and Cam Sutton for $2 million a year. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I think that's certainly back into the conversation now for sure.
Do you think Peterson would play for that little?
I think he's still out there, right? Like no other team is beating down his door to pay him more than that. So, you know, I know Patrick Peterson has made a lot of money. And even if it's not the vet minimum, Donnie, let's say, you know, let's say it's $2.5 million. If you get Cam Sutton and Patrick Peterson for $3.5 million, it's not going to kill your salary cap. And, you know, you have what you would think, hopefully, two good options for you as the season goes on. Hopefully, you know, Patrick Peterson could fill that void for the first half. And then the ideal thing in that scenario, Donnie, is Patrick Peterson has the capability of going back and playing safety or corner if you have injury. So it's kind of an ideal situation if you look at it. But you are right. You know, the money has to be right, Patrick Peterson, to settle for what the Steelers are going to offer. Because I don't think there's a $5, $6, $7 million deal that's going to be on the table for his services this year.
Talking to Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. Ray, is there any shot? I know he doesn't count against their 53-man. I know he doesn't count against the cap right now, albeit it's the veteran minimum. Is there any thought here that they will just cut ties with Sutton after this news?
I don't think so. I think once they decided they were going to sign him, Donnie, I think they were going to live with the NFL suspension. So, yeah, I think Omar and all those guys inside the building, as we mentioned, knew something was coming. And before they made that deal, they had to know if it was going to be 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 games, whatever it was, they were going to have to be able to deal with that. And, you know, really, you have those in-house options. You know, they'll look at them early in the first couple of weeks of training camp. And again, you know, there are other guys out there besides Patrick Peterson, too. Chandon Sullivan remains unsigned. You know, nobody brings his name up, but he actually played in the slot more than Patrick Peterson did last year. So there are other options, and there are other names from other teams who would be viable as well. So just adds another storyline to training camp. I mean, we were already going to be talking about the quarterbacks, right? We were already going to be talking about the number two receiver. We were going to be talking about the left and right tackles, and now you add slot corner to it. I mean, this is going to be the most in training camp for me in the time I've been covering the team, Donnie, and this just adds another layer to it, if you ask me.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. Ray, thanks for taking the time.
All right, Donnie, anytime. See you.
There you go. Ray Fittipaldo giving the thoughts on the Cam Sutton news. Cam Sutton, again, suspended 8 games by the NFL earlier this afternoon for the actions that took place off the field in Sutton's life a few months ago, resulting in the mother of his 3 children being abused in a domestic situation with Sutton. This according to the affidavit from the Tampa Bay police. It really is a tricky situation. I don't want to say that the Steelers have gotten themselves caught up in a horrible one just because of the financials around it. I mean, it would be a whole lot different if they were paying this guy any sum of money, like NFL, true NFL money, not the veteran minimum. But I think 8 games was definitely longer than what they anticipated. I think they anticipated this thing to maybe be 4, maybe be 6, and then get appealed. He got slammed here by the league. And I actually give my props to the NFL here in a way, because we have seen a lot of situations like this in the past where a player does not see the penalty that they're likely deserving of. And this time I think we at least got close to that. So a little bit of kudos goes to the NFL there for the 8-game suspension handed down to Cam Sutton. If you have thoughts on the Cam Sutton suspension, give us a ring, 412-928-9370. Cam Sutton has been suspended for the first 8 games of the 2024 season. His first game back will be following the bye week. It will be against the Washington Commanders on November 10th. So he will miss the first 2 full months of the 2024 season. He has waived his right to an appeal, so it ain't going down. He is facing the 8 games.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number 1 in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3 to 3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.